Jim White studies really old ice. He's director of the Institute of Arctic and Alpine Research at the University of Colorado at Boulder and the lead U.S. investigator on the North Greenland Eemian Ice Drilling Project, or NEEM.
NEEM is about trying to get a good record of the last interglacial period from Greenland.
Also called the Eemian period, about 120,000 to 130,000 years ago, when Greenland was 2 to 3 degrees Celsius warmer than it is today.
And thus it represents our closest analog in time to where we're going in the future.
White is part of an international team of scientists that over the past 5 years has drilled 2.5 kilometers down to the island's bedrock to extract a continuous ice core retrieved in 3 to 4 meter sections.
And once they come up to the surface, then we measure, we log, we match to make sure the ends all match up so that we know we're getting a continuous record.
From gases trapped in the ice, scientists can calculate the greenhouse gas content and air temperatures that prevailed in Greenland's distant past. And from captured dust, rock, and plant material in the cores, they can paint a precise picture of what Greenland was like before it was covered with ice and snow.
It's not just a question of climate, it's a question of the environment.
How can these findings help explore some of the answers to some basic questions, like how reduced was the Greenland ice sheet back 120,000, 130,000 years ago?
Well, that's an excellent question, and that's the other big thrust of the NEEM project, is to get a better picture of what the Greenland ice sheet looked like during the Eemian, because that will tell us how much ice was lost from Greenland at that time. We know that the Eemian was a warmer time. We know that sea level was in the neighborhood of 12 to 15 feet higher at that time. And how much of that ice came from Greenland? That's an important question, because the dynamics of the Greenland ice sheet are not the same as the dynamics of Antarctica, which is our other big source of land ice that can raise or lower sea level. You know, what's the fate of Greenland under a warm climate, as opposed to what's the fate of West Antarctica and East Antarctica under warmer climates?
White says that in order to write sound environmental and energy policies, decision makers need answers to these and other even more urgent questions.
Such as how rapidly can sea level rise, and what is the ultimate levels that we expect from sea level rise if you're given a certain amount of warming on the planet? It makes a big difference whether that's 3 feet or whether that's 15 feet.
White says ice cores were studied on site and have also been sent to laboratories across the world for analysis. White expects the data to be published early in 2011. Roseanne Skirbel, VOA News, Washington.